Saturday killed at least four people. Iran confirmed the dead include members of its Revolutionary Guards. The strike comes as the Gaza conflict reverberates across the Middle East. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
In a statement carried on Iranian state television, the Revolutionary Guards confirmed that four of its military advisers were killed. Israel has long pursued a bombing campaign against Iran-linked targets in Syria, but it has shifted to deadlier strikes in the wake of the October 7th attack on Israel by Hamas militants from Gaza. Other local media in Syria said explosions were heard across the Syrian capital. The security source was part of a network of groups close to Syria's government and its major ally, Iran. They said the multi-story building in the Mazeh neighborhood was used by Iranian advisers supporting President Bashar al-Assad's government, and that it was flattened by precision-targeted Israeli missiles. There was no immediate comment from Israel.
That was Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reporting. U.S. President Joe Biden has warned once again about the consequences of abandoning Ukraine in its fight against Russia, telling a gathering of mayors that the U.S. must continue its support for Ukraine so they don't fall. Emergency funding for Ukraine has been blocked by Republicans in Congress as a budget negotiating tactic. Speaking Friday at the White House to the U.S. Conference of Mayors, Biden said the U.S. walking away from Ukraine would leave a clear path for Russian President Vladimir Putin.
If we walk away and Russia is able to sustain their onslaught and bring down Ukraine, what do you think is going to happen in the Balkan countries? What do you think is going to happen from Poland to Hungary and Orban? I mean, seriously, think about it.
With Russia's invasion approaching the two-year mark in February, front lines have remained virtually unchanged for several months, and a recent Ukrainian counteroffensive has produced limited results. This is VOA News. This week, the United States relisted Yemen's Houthi rebels as a specially designated global terrorist group and carried out multiple strikes on targets in Yemen following weeks of attacks by the Houthis on merchant vessels and U.S. ships in the Red Sea region. Augusta University Intelligence and Security Studies Director Craig Elbert was asked by VOA's Global Crisis Program if this kind of strikes carried out by the U.S. on the Houthis have ever been effective against a similar adversary.
Almost never. In fact, you can look at the pretty much a direct similar type of attacks when the United States would engage in what we call pinprick police actions against Al-Qaeda, for instance. When Al-Qaeda would do something, the United States would send a missile, send a couple of missiles against some infrastructure, some training camps, but they were really not strategic or really operationally sophisticated attack. It wasn't necessarily something that would change the strategic scope of Al-Qaeda, for instance.
U.S. President Joe Biden says Democrats in Congress are closer to reaching a bipartisan deal with Republicans on tighter border security and funding for Ukraine. But former U.S. President Donald Trump could scuttle the deal. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Senate negotiators are closing in on the details of an agreement on stricter border measures that could unlock Republican support for Ukraine aid, something President Biden's been pushing for.
I'm ready to solve the problem. I really am. Massive changes, and I mean it sincerely.
But the deal is starting to wobble. House leaders are facing pressure from GOP front-running candidate Donald Trump, who wants even more concessions from the Democrats. In Iowa last week, he said,
I will seal the border and I will shut down the invasion of our country.
In 2018, then President Trump intervened and rejected a previous bipartisan attempt to address border security. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Computer and software giant Microsoft says state-backed Russian hackers broke into its corporate email system and accessed accounts of the company's executives, as well as those of cybersecurity and legal employees. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
In a blog post Friday, Microsoft said the intrusion began in late November and was discovered January 12th. The company says a very small percentage of Microsoft corporate accounts were accessed and some emails and documents were stolen. Microsoft spokesperson had no immediate comment on which or how many members of the company's senior leadership had their email accounts breached. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
Music now. VOA 1.